So I'm super excited about this. Every Wednesday, Confessions from Professions. So if you're in the office now and you're thinking, hey, what profession are we going to dive into today? We are doing life coaching, which is something that really, really fascinates me. There's so many questions I have for you. So if you are in the line of work of life coaching, please, we want to hear from you. The good things in your industry, the bad things in your industry, 061-792-9495. And if you answer a life coach per se, but maybe you've seen one, how's your experience been?
Hi, Danny. I'm Liz Witherspoon, and I've been coaching for 16 years. So the good, the bad, and the ugly of the coaching profession. The good is the opportunity to focus on the possibility in people and seeing them thrive as they connect with their inner resources and find ways to achieve their goals. I'm continuously humbled and inspired by my clients, as well as learning all the time and being part of a coaching community who are supportive and generous. It's difficult to think of anything bad or ugly. I truly love the work that I do. Perhaps just to say, watch out for fly-by-nights and ensure that your coach has the relevant qualifications and experience. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that voice note because I can only assume that there are a lot of fly-by-nights, hey? Today, we started off with a life coach. And then I came to the decision that, hang on, there's so many different types of coaches in the world. And then Darren got in touch with us to talk about the good, the bad, the ugly in his profession.
Hi, Danny. I'm Darren LaGrange, and I'm a business coach. I've been coaching for just over 10 years. And the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good, I get to make a really meaningful difference in the businesses and lives of my clients. And there's nothing more gratifying than making a significant difference in someone's life. The bad, well, I do on average 18 coaching sessions per week. And of course, in those coaching sessions, you're giving of yourself all the time. So by the time you get to the end of the week, you're pretty spent, you are drained, and the weekends are very important. I have to use the weekends to recharge my batteries to get going again for the following week. And then the ugly, and this doesn't happen often, but it does happen from time to time, you get, you know, coaching is very much a partnership between the clients and the coach. And you get some clients that expect a magic wand and they expect to get results without putting any of the effort or the work in, and it just doesn't work like that.
Darren, thanks so much for getting in touch. And that's so true, hey, typical human behavior. We listen and then we do nothing about it, and then how can you expect change, right? This next voice note that we're about to listen to together just fascinates me. A mental performance coach for professional athletes. Have a listen to this. This is Crystal.
Hi, Danny. I'm Crystal Kostanovich, a mental performance coach for professional athletes, and I have been coaching since 2019. This is my good, the bad, and the ugly of the coaching profession. So the good is you see amazing positive transformation every day. It's so incredible to watch people literally transforming before your very eyes. The bad is that sometimes you do tend to work with people that it's not really actually the best personality fit. So you have to make the decision to say, you know what, it's better if we find someone else for you. And the ugly is that people tend to ghost you. I get emails and queries every single day. And then sometimes you get to the point of setting up a meeting and then they don't pitch up. So I would say that is my good, the bad, and the ugly of coaching.
Crystal, thank you so much for your valuable input. You know, when you think coach, you think, well, for me anyway, you think sport. But there's life coaches, business coaches, so many different types of coaches.
Hi, this is Jason Burnick from Success Coaching, a life and executive coaching business. I believe that coaching is the best investment you can make in your personal growth. It shifts your way of being and improves your relationships with self, others, things, and the world. It helps you to see blind spots, disrupt negative patterns, reframe, debrief, and to build courage, perseverance, adaptability, and resilience. It challenges your thinking and holds you accountable to creating everything you want. It works with vision, strategy, mindset, and skill set, and for many results in confidence and happiness. As with all professional services, it has its good, its bad, and its ugly. The good is that coaching is life-changing. It helps you to build the capacity to be self-generating and self-correcting. The bad is that to create sustainable change, you have to do the work. Coaching will provide you with insights, but it's the actions you take that will embed the change. The ugly is that the profession has few barriers to entry and that anyone who gives advice can call themselves a coach. it is sometimes difficult to find the coach that is right for you. Investing in coaching is investing in yourself, the best return on investment you'll ever get.
Hi, Danny. I'm Joe Hedges, weight loss life coach for many years and most recently been online since COVID worldwide, the whole of South Africa and worldwide. The good is that I've seen incredible successes in my groups, physical groups and online, and people are amazed that you can actually lose weight healthily online without even seeing the life coach. But it does happen in my groups, and many, many members have got to their healthy goal weight over the years and maintained it. The bad is that you end up being the counselor, a psychiatrist, a priest, a mother, a father, and a dietitian at a very reduced rate, as it's a weight loss program that I offer. And the bad, and then the ugly is that you're online 24/7, so you need to set your boundaries.
Hi, Danny. I'm Alvin Govender, international performance coach and CEO of Awakening Leadership. I'm currently involved in business turnaround strategies, and with this, I get to help a business grow and improve in much-needed areas. You see results in just a few months. With this comes meeting new people and experiencing new places and attracting more opportunities. This is why I love what I do. The negative part of coaching as a business is that in recent years, many people have started this coaching journey but just couldn't sustain it. Most coaches cannot create and sustain a regular income, and this is becoming a real problem in the industry. But there's good news. The world is now more open to coaching than it was when it first started. So if you are resilient, you have excellent people skills, you love communication and thinking out of the box, then go for it. The world needs more of us.